bloating, belching, and gas. That's why beef protein easily wins the contest, in my opinion. What is MCT oil? MCT stands for medium chain triglyceride. MCTs are the cleanest, most direct sources of energy for your body. Your body metabolizes these fatty acids in a different way than it does other fatty acids, increasing the number of calories you burn. Because they're rapidly turned into ketones, MCTs also give your brain a quick shot of energizing fuel that can wake you up in a healthier way than those additive-loaded energy drinks. In addition, studies show that they're more satiating than other fats. My favorite MCT oil is David Asprey's Brain Octane Oil. Add a serving of this to your afternoon shake, and you'll take your fat burning to an even higher level. Chapter 8. Power It Up with Slim Plate Meals. When 7 p.m. rolls around each day on your diet, it's time to celebrate. Draw a big red X over that day on your calendar and do your happy dance, because you now have one more day under your belt. Then sit down and savor a full plate of filling, fabulous, fat-burning foods. You've earned it. What's more, you're now in for a treat. Forget about those bland, boring diet meals you pull out of the microwave. This is a meal you can really look forward to. That's why I want you to spoil yourself a little. To fully enjoy your dinner, I'd like you to turn it into a special occasion. Set the table with your best dishes, light a candle, and put on some nice music. To make your meal even more festive, mix sparkling water with a slice of cucumber and a squeeze of lemon to make yourself a glass of spa water. Remember, this isn't tasteless diet food. This is awesome food that you're going to love. So kick back and enjoy, and pat yourself on the back for another successful day of belly blasting. In your PDF, you'll find 4 sets of recipes. The first set includes proteins you can batch cook for your mini meals, as well as entrees you can make from those batch cooked proteins. The second set showcases veggies that will pair beautifully with your proteins. The third section serves up slim plate meals that combine all the ingredients of a mini meal, while the fourth section features easy one-pot meals to save on dishwashing. Here is a list of the protein recipes. Baked salmon, fast and easy beef burgers, fast and easy turkey burgers, roast beef, roast chicken with herbs and lemon, salmon patties, shrimp cakes, slow cooker pulled pork, and tuna cakes. A fabulous protein deserves an equally yummy side of vegetables. Remember to load your plate with these because they really ramp up your fat burning. The veggie recipes you will find in your PDF include avocado cucumber salad, cabbage and Brussels sprouts with lime and cilantro, cucumber mint salad, herb roasted vegetables, spicy coleslaw, asparagus and tomato salad, tomato basil stacks, zoodles, zucchini pasta, and mushrooms in marinara sauce, and quick and easy marinara sauce. Why add probiotics and prebiotics to your slim plate meals? In Chapter 2, I explained why you need to heal your gut in order to shrink your belly. Now I want to talk about 2 food groups that can help you make your gut glow: prebiotics and probiotics. To understand why it's smart to add these foods to your daily slim plate meals, remember that your gut is an ecosystem that's home to trillions of microbes. And right now, I'm guessing this ecosystem is taking a lot of big hits. Let's start with those 3, or was it 4, strawberry daiquiris you downed at that wedding reception last weekend? Great fun for you, but a total nightmare for your gut bugs. Then add in the NSAIDs you washed down the next day to tame that hangover, drugs that whack those microbes right upside the head. And now factor in the dose of antibiotics you took for a bladder infection a few weeks ago. That drug poisoned good gut bugs along with the bad ones, slaughtering a host of them. Even more good bugs bought the farm if you ate chicken or steak raised with antibiotics. Ouch. Then there's all that day-to-day stress, work deadlines, family problems, traffic, bills. This stress toxifies your microbiome, sending your gut bugs into a swoon. And let's not even talk about what a diet of pizza, takeout burgers, and chips does to them. Just think about it for a minute. These poor bugs are trapped in your gut their whole lives, working their tiny little butts off for you. And you're massacring them by the millions. Even the ones that manage to survive may be sick and struggling. But relax, because all the foods you'll eat on the 10-day belly slimdown will make these bugs stand up and cheer. And some of the most powerful foods you can feed them are prebiotics and probiotics. If you're not familiar with these, think of probiotics as the seeds in the garden of your microbiome, and prebiotics as healthy soil in which they can thrive. Here's a look at each one. Probiotics are foods or supplements containing live, beneficial microbes that will settle happily into your ecosystem, helping build a diverse and well-balanced microbiome. Probiotic foods include sauerkraut, kimchi, and pickles. Be sure to buy unpasteurized versions. You'll find them in the refrigerated section in your grocery or health food store. Prebiotics are foods or supplements high in the soluble fiber that your gut microbes love to eat. Prebiotic foods you can eat on this diet include onions, garlic, asparagus, and leeks. There are starchier ones, such as bananas, jicama, and Jerusalem artichokes, that you can add after you finish your diet. How to make ghee. A number of these recipes call for ghee, also called clarified butter. You can buy ghee in many health food stores. One of my favorite brands is Eat Good Fat Ghee. But it's also a cinch to make it at home. Simply heat a stick of butter gently, then skim off the milk solids with a mesh strainer when they come to the top. Cool the ghee and keep it refrigerated. Putting it all together, a perfect plate. The perfect plate recipes, which can be found on your PDF, contain the protein, veggies, and fat for your evening meal. Add a handful of berries or half a grapefruit and you're ready to eat. The recipes include chipotle chicken wraps, avocado tuna salad, chicken with creamy cilantro sauce, butter lettuce with avocado egg salad, chicken Caesar salad, Cobb salad, spicy egg salad, and turkey wraps with green goddess dressing. One-pot meals. Love meals that come together in a single pot or pan, making meal prep and cleanup a breeze? Then I've got your number here. Refer to your PDF for these delicious one-pot meals. Chicken teriyaki with vegetables. Chicken with Brussels sprouts. Frittata with ham, leeks, asparagus, and mushrooms. Lemon rosemary chicken with cauliflower rice. No bean chili. Pork with crunchy Asian vegetables. Skillet chicken, chili, and lime. Tuscan chicken. And unstuffed cabbage. New to steaming veggies? Here's how to do it. I come from a big Italian family, and I started cooking as soon as I could stand on a chair on tiptoe to reach the stovetop. I'm no Mario Batali, but I can do an Italian wedding soup that's molto delizioso, and a pesto that's to die for. However, some of my closest friends, especially those in the Big Apple, don't set foot in the kitchen except to hit start on the cappuccino machine. Open their fridges, and you'll find sparkling water, a half-empty bottle of Chardonnay, and a whole lot of takeout boxes. Basically, their idea of cooking is to phone for Mugu Gai Pan and unwrap the chopsticks before they eat it. If you're like these buds of mine, I know that the idea of cooking lots of veggies every day might alarm you. If so, I have good news. Cooking non-starchy vegetables is easy. You don't need any fancy equipment, and you don't need mad kitchen skills. In fact, if you can turn on a stove burner or an oven, You're already overqualified for the job. Here are three ways, all simple and stress-free, to steam those veggies in just minutes. Steaming on the stove. Wash and prep your veggies. Place a steamer or a metal colander inside a pot with a cover. Add about an inch of water, making sure the steamer or colander is above the water level, and cover the pan. When the water boils, add your vegetables to the pan, pop on the lid, and reduce the heat. Different veggies cook at different rates. For instance, asparagus takes longer than spinach. So check occasionally and see how your vegetables are coming along. You want them to be bright and vibrant and still have some crunch. When your veggies are done, put them on a plate or a sheet pan in a single layer to cool. They'll keep cooking for a few minutes. If you want them to stop cooking right away, toss them into an ice water bath for a few seconds. Sprinkle on a little sea salt or Himalayan pink salt, and you're ready to go. Steaming in the oven. Start by preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and put the vegetables in a roasting pan or Dutch oven with about a half inch of water, or preferably bone broth. This bone broth will be a treasure trove of nutrients when you're done cooking, so save it and drink it. Cover your pan tightly with foil or with the lid to the pan. Cook for 5 minutes and then take a peek at your veggies every few minutes. When they're done, place them on a plate or sheet pan in a single layer to cool if you don't plan to eat them immediately. They'll keep cooking for a few minutes after you take them from the oven. A dash of sea salt or pink Himalayan salt will finish them perfectly. Steaming in the microwave. I have to tell you that I'm not a fan of microwave cooking. In fact, I don't even have a microwave in my house. The reason I'm hinky about microwaves is that there are questions about how microwaving alters the nutrients in your food. However, I know I'm already asking a lot of you on this diet, so I'm going to give you a free pass on this one. Microwaved veggies are far better for you than no veggies at all. So if you want to choose this option, I say go for it. To microwave your vegetables, put them in a microwave-safe bowl and add a half inch or less of water or bone broth. Cover your bowl with plastic wrap and poke a hole in it, or leave one corner open so a little steam can escape. If the container has a lid, lay it on top, but don't seal it. Set your timer for 30 seconds if you're cooking a leafy vegetable such as spinach, or 1 minute for a hard vegetable such as cauliflower. Keep cooking for a few seconds at a time until your veggies are just right. Let them cool or serve immediately with a sprinkle of sea salt or pink Himalayan salt. Tips. It may take one or two tries to get your veggies exactly right. However, if you overcook leafy veggies a little and they get mushy, they'll still work great in your afternoon broth, so don't throw them out. If you want to steam several vegetables at the same time, pick veggies that play well together. For instance, broccoli and cauliflower are a great pair because they cook in the same amount of time. But zucchini and broccoli aren't a good match because the zucchini cooks much faster than the broccoli. Part 3. Three more belly blasting power-ups. My belly slimming exercises will give you a sculpted waist. My powerful stress reduction strategies will help you cut your cravings and keep those pounds off forever. And my detox regimen will sweep away the toxins that make your belly fat and old. Chapter 9. Sculpt your abs with targeted exercises. On the 10-day belly slim down, you're going to blast your belly fat by increasing your fasting hours and kicking your metabolism into hyperdrive. When you do eat, you're going to melt off even more fat with beautiful bone broth and slimgestion foods. And guess what? I have even more belly-blasting power for you. In this chapter, I'll tell you how exercise can help make your abs sleek and beautiful. However, here's something I want you to know up front. The 10-day belly slim down is a tough boot camp diet. I totally admit this. And the diet alone is going to give you incredible results whether you exercise or not. That's because the real magic lies in shrinking your eating window. So during your 10-day diet, I want you to focus your attention on your eating plan. If you feel like exercising, that's great. If not, just do a little gentle walking or stretching. Then after your diet is over, you can start a more challenging regimen. Above all, I really don't want you to hit a wall during your diet and begin getting discouraged. On days 4 through 7, in particular, when you may be experiencing the carb flu, I want you to take it easy on your body. Also remember that exercise takes longer than diet to slim your belly, so be patient. Keep it up and you'll start to see a big difference within 6 to 12 weeks. And here's news that will make you happy. You don't need to spend hours doing crunches to get gorgeous abs. Instead, you can pick and choose from these easy, fun, and effective belly trimming strategies. Deep breathing. I'm betting you already know that deep breathing is a powerful way to relieve your stress. But did you know that it's a fantastic way to fight belly fat, too? Deep breathing, also called abdominal breathing or primal breathing, tones and tightens the abs. In particular, it's great for getting rid of that annoying post-pregnancy pooch that new moms hate so much. In addition, when you do deep breathing, you trigger a relaxation response. This response actually alters your gene expression in ways that reduce inflammation, improve your metabolism, and lower your insulin levels. All this, in turn, ramps up fat burning. Want more benefits? Deep breathing clears your mind, lowers your blood pressure, helps clean toxins out of your system, and strengthens your immune system. Pretty cool, right? What's more, you can practice deep breathing anytime, anywhere, and it's easy. Here's how to do it. Get into a comfortable position. Inhale deeply through your nose for the count of 5. Be sure to belly breathe, expanding your belly as much as possible. It may help to visualize your belly inflating like a balloon. Pause for 2 counts and then exhale through your mouth. Rather than forcing the air out, release it slowly to the count of 5, pulling your belly button back toward your spine. Pause for 2 seconds before breathing in again. If you like, say a soothing word or syllable each time you breathe out. Repeat your deep breaths about 10 times, and you'll feel the relaxation response kicking in. Practice deep breathing several times each day, and over time you'll naturally start breathing more deeply all day long. I'm not exaggerating when I say that this is one of the most important slim belly forever habits you can cultivate. The stomach vacuum. Here's another of those twofers I love. In addition to giving your abs a powerful workout while you're doing it, this exercise will train you to keep your tummy tucked in during the day. To do this exercise, pick a time when you haven't eaten recently. Choose one of these positions. On your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. On your hands and knees. Sitting up straight in a chair with no armrests. Take a few deep breaths. Then exhale as much air as you can and pull your belly button in towards your spine. Hold this position for 15 seconds, squeezing your belly button in as far as you can and taking small breaths if needed. Try to work your way up to 60 seconds. Afterward, throughout the day, do mini versions of this exercise. A dozen or so times each day, pull your belly button towards your spine for a count of 5 or 10. 10,000 steps. To get more exercise in an easy way, track how much you're walking with a pedometer or step tracking app. See if you can walk at least 10,000 steps per day. It's easier than you think. For instance, you can multitask by walking in place while you binge watch your favorite shows. Every mile you rack up will burn off calories and lower your insulin levels, taking off belly fat. If you and your partner are both trying to lose weight, consider making a friendly competition out of your daily steps, with the winner getting to hand off a chore such as washing the dishes or taking out the trash. This is also a fun way to get your kids off the couch and onto their feet. And to burn even more fat, try walking faster or walking up an incline. HIIT or HIIT training. In a HIIT, high-intensity interval training workout, you alternate short bursts of intense activity with periods of recovery. HIIT is a strenuous form of exercise, so feel free to save it for after your diet. HIIT is hugely popular these days because it's great for your cardiovascular system, and new research shows that it's a belly blaster as well. For instance, a study of postmenopausal women with type 2 diabetes compared the effects of continuous moderate cycling to HIIT involving bursts of intense cycling followed by recovery periods. Both groups lost fat mass, but the researchers say that significant loss of total abdominal and visceral fat mass was observed only with HIIT. In a second study, this time involving overweight men, researchers in Australia looked at the effects of HIIT workouts performed on an exercise bike. They found that just 1 hour a week of this activity burned the same amount of body fat as jogging for 7 hours a week. Better yet, participants primarily lost visceral fat. While this study only involved men, the researchers said women were getting the same results. One reason HIIT is so effective is that the intense intervals give your core muscles a real challenge. Try biking or running in place as hard as you can for 30 seconds, and you'll see what I mean. But there's another surprising reason HIIT reshapes your belly. The scientists who conducted the Australian study discovered that sprinting causes the body to release high levels of a group of hormones called catecholamines, which drive the release of abdominal and visceral fat. Senior study author Steve Butcher said, "We don't know why, but moving limbs very fast generates high levels of catecholamine." This metabolic magic gives HIIT some serious belly-busting power. And because you get big results from a short exercise session, it's easy to work HIIT into even the busiest schedule. Four ways exercise battles belly fat. Exercise keeps your metabolism soaring even after you finish. After high-intensity exercise, your body needs to recover. Recovery takes work, and work takes energy. So long after you exercise, your metabolism stays revved up and you burn extra calories. Exercise turns white fat into brown fat. Did you know that you want more brown fat? Instead of storing calories, brown fat burns them. When you exercise, levels of the hormone irisin and a metabolic regulator called FGF21 rise. These turn white fat cells into brown fat cells, and that in turn ramps up calorie burning. Exercise builds muscle. Muscle burns more calories than fat does. So the more lean muscle you create through exercise, the more calories you'll burn all day long. Exercise energizes you, so you move more and move faster. Exercise fires up your cells, revitalizing you. Without even thinking about it, you'll get even more active and burn more calories throughout your day. The 10-Day Belly Slim Down HIIT Workout. To get you in the HIIT groove, I've asked fitness expert Natalie Jill to share 10 simple but effective HIIT exercises you can do almost anywhere. In addition to being convenient, her workout is fast. The entire workout only takes 10 minutes. To get started, simply perform the exercises at a high intensity for 30 seconds, with a 30-second rest in between each exercise. If you're new to HIIT or to exercising in general, start with 5 exercises and slowly work your way up to all 10. According to Natalie, intensity and progression are the keys to your success, whether you work out for 5 minutes or 30 minutes, and whether you've never exercised in your life or you're a workout junkie. As you work out, keep these two tips in mind. 1. Perform each exercise at the highest intensity possible without compromising good form. When it comes to blasting belly fat, always keep your core engaged. Keep your ribs down, pull your ab muscles in, and squeeze your glutes. 2. Never stop challenging yourself. When you no longer break a sweat, take your workout to the next level. With HIIT, there are several ways to keep progressing. Repeat the circuit. Increase your exercise time from 30 to 45 or 60 seconds. Decrease your rest time from 30 to 20, 15, or 10 seconds. High knees. 1. Stand up straight with your feet together. 2. Begin to jog in place, but raise your knees high toward your chest. 3. At the same time, pump your arms back and forth in sync with your legs. Plank jacks. 1. Start in a plank position with your arms fully extended. Keep your core engaged, and do not let your lower back sink down or arch at any time. 2. Jump your feet apart, back together, apart, and back together, similar to a jumping jack. Jump rope. Without actually using a jump rope, mimic jumping rope as fast as you can. Knee to elbow. 1. Start in a plank position with your arms fully extended. Keep your core engaged and do not let your lower back sink down or arch at any time. 2. Gently hop your right knee toward your right elbow. 3. Switch and gently hop your left knee toward your left elbow. 4. Keep alternating knees. Shuffle punch. 1. Start in a standing position. 2. Shuffle your feet to the right 3 times, keeping your knees bent, and punch across your body and the direction you're traveling. 3. Shuffle back to the left 3 times, and punch across your body and the direction you're traveling. 4. Keep alternating sides for 30 seconds. Leapfrogs. 1. Squat down into a frog position with your arms between your legs and your palms flat on the floor. 2. Jump your feet out behind you while keeping your core engaged. Then return to your starting position. 3. Your feet should come together when you jump out, and then come back out to the sides of your arms when you jump in. Butt kicks. 1. Start in a standing position with your feet together. 2. Bend your elbows and bring your arms into your chest at your sides for the entire exercise. 3. Kick your legs one at a time behind you and toward your butt, quickly alternating legs. Jump squats. 1. Start in a standing position with your feet wider than shoulder width apart. 2. Squat down and press through the balls of your feet to jump up and out of your squat. Soccer toe tap. 1. Start in a standing position with your feet together. 2. Pretend there's a soccer ball in front of you. Tap your toe on the imaginary ball and continue alternating your feet and swinging your arms. In and outs. 1. Start in plank position with your arms fully extended. Keep your core engaged and do not let your lower back sink down at any time. 2. Jump both feet towards your chest and then jump them back to the starting position. Want even bigger results? Exercise while you're fasting. As it turns out, you'll get the most payoff for your workouts if you exercise at least 4 to 6 hours after your last meal. In fact, you'll burn up to 20% more fat if you exercise in a fasting state. Why? Because when your body is in fasting mode, it's starting to burn fat for energy. This means you're in optimal fat-burning mode. It may take your body a little while to cope with this change, so try easy exercises at first. Once your muscles get used to burning fat for energy, they'll love your new routine. By the way, if you're into endurance sports, fasting exercising is a great way to up your game. That's because when you exercise in a fasting state, you teach your body how to tap readily into your fat stores for energy when sugar isn't available. When you do this, you become metabolically flexible. As a result, you'll have a nearly unlimited supply of energy, and that means you can leave your competition in the dust. Want a change of pace? You can switch up the order of the exercises anytime you want to keep things fresh. Resistance training. Resistance training, or strength training, means using weights, barbells, hand weights, or the weight of your own body, to create resistance that your muscles need to overcome. This is hard work, so you may want to postpone this type of exercise until you're done with your diet. Resistance training is terrific for sculpting your core. I call it rearranging the furniture. It helps you build lean muscle all over your butt, your thighs, your belly, the sides of your abdomen, and it pulls your gut up and in. I know firsthand that resistance training will help you build a beautiful belly. That's because in my early 20s, I was into competitive bodybuilding and even earned the title of Ms. St. Louis after winning one contest. I was petite, but I was mighty. My secret to looking amazing? Resistance training. And don't worry, resistance training won't bulk you up. Instead, it will sculpt, strengthen, and tone your muscles. You won't get bulging muscles, you'll get sleek, sexy ones. Resistance training has another big benefit as well. It'll give you big results in a short time. Here's some of the research showing how fast it can work. Obese teens who did 12 weeks of strength training reduced their waist circumference and waist-to-hip ratio significantly. In just 6 weeks, postmenopausal women reduced their fat mass, body mass index, percentage of body fat, and waist circumference through strength training. In a study involving older men and women, 12 weeks of resistance training led to decreases in waist circumference, visceral fat thickness, and thigh fat thickness. One of the biggest keys to resistance training is to keep challenging your muscles. To do this, start with the heaviest weights you can lift safely with good form. Over time, increase the amount of weight you use and shorten the time between your repetitions. Now, it may surprise you, but I want you to do resistance training only every other day. The reason for this is that your muscles need a full day to rest, restore, and rebuild themselves. When you do a resistance workout, you actually create microscopic tears in your muscles. I know this sounds bad, but it's actually a very good thing. Your body reacts to the damage by rebuilding your muscles, making them stronger in the process. This remodeling job is every bit as important as the exercise itself, so you need those days off. Success story. Claire Vaudrey. Weight lost, 8.4 pounds. Hip inches lost, 2.5. Thigh inches lost, 0.75. Claire is one of our most successful losers, despite the fact that she's over 60. Claire actually lost the most weight on her hips, thighs, and bust, which is where she needed to lose it. After she finished her diet, Claire told me, "I was amazed at the fact that I had no appetite whatsoever, no cravings, nothing. Usually after I work a full day, I'm ready to eat a meal. But I went 10 hours and got home and did a shake, and I noticed I'm not hungry. After the shake, I knew I had to wait again, and I still wasn't hungry. She added, I felt like I had more energy, and I just kept saying I don't have an appetite. I could go past restaurants and not feel like I had to turn into the restaurant. I usually have a chocolate craving, and I didn't crave chocolate. When I asked Claire if she'd recommend the 10-day belly slim down to other people, she laughed and said, I already have. I have 3 people on board already. As for Claire, now that she's kick-started her weight loss, she's planning to take off still more pounds by transitioning to my 21-day bone broth diet. The 10-Day Belly Slim Down Resistance Workout. Here's a quick, easy core-shaping workout, also designed by my buddy Natalie Jill, that you can do at home using just your body weight. Simply perform the exercises as described, with a 30-second rest in between each. And don't forget about intensity and progression. Keep your core engaged and give each exercise your all. Once the workout gets easier, progress. Perform the exercises longer, rest for less time, or repeat the circuit. Bridge ladder. 1. Start by lying on your back, knees bent, feet flat on the floor, and your arms by your sides. 2. Lift your hips into a bridge position and hold for 1 to 2 seconds. 3. Bring your hips back down to starting position. 4. Repeat for 30 seconds. Wall sits. 1. Press your back against a wall and carefully lower yourself to nearly a sitting position, with your feet out in front of you and your knees at a 90-degree angle. 2. Reach your arms straight ahead of you for balance. 3. Hold this position for 30 to 60 seconds. Lean backs. 1. Start on your knees with your arms clasped in front of you. 2. Engage your core and glute muscles to make sure you do not strain your back. 3. Lean back and hold this position for 30 seconds. Frog touchdown to stand up. 1. Start standing up straight. 2. Drop down into a frog position with your knees out wide and your arms between your legs. 3. Stand back up, engaging your glutes and triceps. 4. Repeat for 30 seconds. Tabletop. 1. Sit on your bottom with your knees bent and feet together. Place your hands about a foot behind your bottom with your palms flat on the floor and your fingers pointing toward your toes. 2. Lift your hips to make a flat table with your torso. 3. Hold this position for 30 seconds. Donkey kicks. 1. On your forearms and knees, lift your right leg behind you at a 90-degree angle. Keep your foot flat and flexed and push it toward the ceiling. Engage your core and squeeze your hamstrings and glutes. 2. Do as many lifts as you can in 30 seconds. 3. Switch sides and repeat for 30 seconds. Explosive wall push-ups. 1. Stand 10 to 12 inches more than arm's length away from a wall. With your arms straight, lean toward the wall, keeping your body straight, and place your palms flat on the wall. 2. Bend your elbows to move your upper body toward the wall as if you were doing a push-up. Your elbows should be pointing down and not out to the side. 3. Push off the wall with full force, then return to the starting position. 4. Repeat for 30 seconds. Chair or sofa, sit. 1. Start out in a standing position, about a foot in front of a very stable chair or sofa, facing out. Lift your arms straight out in front of you. Engage your core, keep your shoulders back, and your chin and chest up to help with balance. 2. Drop down into a sitting position with your knees at a 90-degree angle. 3. As you stand back up, push through your heels, engaging your glutes. 4. Repeat for 30 seconds. Sumo squat. 1. Start with your feet slightly wider than shoulder-width apart. Engage your core. 2. Squat low to engage your glutes and legs. 3. Push through your heels on your way up. 4. Repeat for 30 seconds. Walkouts to a push-up. 1. In a standing position, reach your palms down to the floor and walk your hands out until you're in a push-up position. 2. Do a push-up and walk your hands back to the starting position while engaging your core. 3. Repeat for 30 seconds. Bonus workouts. I asked Natalie, who has killer abs, by the way, to share her absolute favorite core workouts. Start with the basic workout and add the advanced sexy core plank challenge as you get stronger. The 10-day belly slim down bonus core workout. Perform the exercises with intensity, as I will describe, with 30 seconds of rest between each. Keep challenging yourself to achieve the best results. For the plank exercises, intensity is all about form. Holding a plank for 60 seconds isn't effective unless your abs are pulled in, your back is flat, and your glutes are squeezed. Plank. 1. Start out in a standard plank position on your forearms and toes, with your hands clasped together. 2. Keep your hips lifted and core engaged to prevent your lower back from sinking down or arching up. 3. Hold this position for 30 to 60 seconds. Side plank. 1. Start by lying on your right side on the floor. 2. Resting on your right forearm with your legs outstretched, lift your hips to create a straight line from your head to your toes. 3. Keep your core engaged, not letting your hips drop. 4. Hold this position for 30 to 60 seconds. 5. Switch sides and hold for 30 to 60 seconds. Pike walkouts. 1. Start in a push-up position. Engage your core. 2. Walk your feet toward your hands, remembering to contract your ab muscles. 3. Walk your feet back out. 4. Repeat for 60 seconds. V holds. 1. Start out lying on your back and stretch your arms out over your head and parallel to the floor, with your fingertips pointing toward the wall behind you. 2. Lift your legs and bring your arms and legs toward each other to create a V position with your body. 3. Contract your abdominal muscles and hold for 15 to 30 seconds. Shimmies flat back, shimmy side to side. 1. Lie flat on your back with your knees bent and feet flat on the floor. Slightly lift your shoulders with your chin tucked in. Keep the rest of your back flat on the floor with your arms by your sides and your palms facing down. 2. Shimmy your right fingertips to touch your right heel and back. Then shimmy your left fingertips to touch your left heel, keeping your motion continuous. 3. Continue alternating sides for 60 seconds. Flutter kicks. 1. Lie on your back with your legs outstretched. Raise your upper back and rest on your forearms / elbows. Engage your core. 2. Elevate your feet. Engage your core. And crisscross or flutter kick your feet back and forth over each other. 3. Continue flutter kicking for 30 seconds. Flat back hand to foot. 1. Lying on your back with your legs and arms outstretched. Simultaneously raise your right hand and your left foot to touch straight above you, slightly lifting your head. 2. Switch sides to raise your left hand and your right foot to touch. 3. Continue alternating sides for 60 seconds. Slow bicycles. 1. Lie on your back with your legs outstretched. Raise your upper back and rest on your forearms / elbows. 2. Pull your legs one at a time toward your chest in a bicycle pedaling motion for 60 seconds. V ups and downs. This is similar to the V hold. In the V hold, you hold the position. In the V ups and downs, you form the V, return to your starting position, and then form the V again. 1. Lie on your back with your arms extended above your head and your legs lifted at a 45-degree angle. Engage your core. 2. Bring your arms and legs toward each other into a V position while contracting your abs. 3. Return to the starting position and repeat for 60 seconds. Up and down scissor kicks. 1. Lie on your back with your legs outstretched. 2. Elevate your feet, pressing your lower back into the floor. 3. Move your straight legs up and down in a scissors motion. 4. Continue alternating legs for 30 seconds. Advanced Sexy Core Plank Challenge. For this advanced plank challenge, perform each exercise as described, resting for 30 seconds in between each one. Side plank walks. 1. Start in a side plank position with your weight on your right hand. 2. Walk your feet forward and back for 30 seconds. 3. Switch sides with your left hand on the floor and walk your feet forward and back for 30 seconds. High plank knee to opposite twist. 1. Start in a push-up / plank position with your arms fully extended. 2. Bring your right knee in toward your opposite wrist. Hold for a second. 3. Repeat for 30 seconds and then switch sides. Side plank hold with leg up. 1. Start in a side plank position on your forearm. 2. Lift your top leg and hold this position for 30 seconds. If you can, also extend your arm upward toward the ceiling to increase the difficulty. 3. Repeat on the other side for 30 seconds. Up, up, down, down. 1. Start in a standard plank position on your forearms. 2. Lift your right forearm off the floor, and then place your right hand where your forearm was. 3. Repeat with your left arm, so you're now in a plank / push-up position on your hands rather than your forearms. 4. Lower your body weight back onto your forearms, starting with your right side first and following with your left side. 5. Repeat for 30 seconds. 6. Perform a second cycle for 30 seconds, starting with the opposite side. Side plank with hip dips. 1. Start in a side plank on your right forearm. 2. Lift your hips up and drop them down toward the floor, engaging your core the entire time. 3. Repeat for 30 seconds. 4. Switch sides and repeat for 30 seconds. Bird dogs from hands and feet. 1. Start in a plank slash push-up position with your arms fully extended. 2. Reach your right arm out while lifting your left leg off the ground at the same time. Hold for 2 seconds. 3. Repeat, starting on the other side, reaching your left arm out and right leg off the ground. 4. Continue alternating arms and legs for 30 seconds. Side plank knee to elbow. 1. Start in a side plank position on your right forearm with your left arm over your head. 2. Bring your elbow and your left knee together while engaging your core. 3. Return to the starting position and repeat for 30 seconds. 4. Switch sides and repeat for 30 seconds. Plank side-to-side toe tap. 1. Start in a standard plank position on your forearms. 2. Tap your left toe out to the side at about a 45-degree angle and return to the starting position. 3. Tap your right toe out to the side and return to the starting position. 4. Continue alternating sides for 30 seconds. Hand plank reaches. 1. Start in a plank slash push-up position with your arms fully extended. 2. Reach your left hand out as far ahead of you as you can. Then bring it back to starting position. 3. Do the same with your right hand. 4. Continue alternating sides for 30 seconds. Plank knee to same side elbow. 1. Start in a standard plank position on your forearms. 2. Bring your right knee out to the side to meet your right elbow and return to the starting position. 3. Bring your left knee out to the side to meet your left elbow and return to the starting position. 4. Continue alternating sides for 30 seconds. Easy hacks for rearranging the furniture. In addition to diet and exercise, here are 5 magic tricks that can make your belly look smaller, or, in the case of the 5th one, even make it smaller for real. Get rid of purse pooch. According to cosmetic surgeon Michael Prager, women pack extra fat onto their bodies when they carry oversized, overstuffed handbags. Posture expert Ivana Daniel says that's because a postural imbalance affects how you distribute fat. The solution? Pack less stuff in your bag. Switch it frequently from one side to the other, or switch out a big handbag for something smaller. Stand up straight. If you spend your days slouched in front of a computer or hunched over your phone, you're wrecking your posture. And bad posture makes your belly look fatter. Get in the habit of standing tall, on the other hand, and you'll look slimmer. Plus, you'll make your neck, shoulders, and knees happier and allow your lungs to take in more oxygen. To improve your posture, try the string trick. When you're standing or walking, imagine that there's a string fastened to the top of your head, pulling you gently upward. Practice this standing sideways in front of a mirror, and you'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Buy a better bra. Most women aren't wearing a bra that fits well. A good bra lifts your bust, making you look slimmer because there's more distance between your hips and your chest. Try an infrared sauna. Research, though preliminary, suggests that using an infrared sauna can reduce your waist circumference. See if your local gym has one. And if so, give it a try. Keep slimming your belly on your off days. Earlier I said that you don't need to exercise on your diet days. However, this doesn't mean that you should just sit on your butt on those days. Even if you're battling the carb flu, I want you to get off that couch and move. By now you've probably heard that sitting is the new smoking, and it's true. Sitting for hours is incredibly bad for your body. It lowers your metabolism, puts belly fat on you, increases your risk of metabolic syndrome, and even ups your risk for cancer. So don't spend your diet days parked on your behind. At work, get up every 15 minutes and do some stretches or take a walk around the office. At home, weed the garden, toss a ball for the dog, or take a walk or an easy bike ride. All these activities will boost your metabolism, melting off more fat. One of my rules for a healthy life is that you need to move for at least 1 hour every day. You don't need to knock yourself out. Any kind of activity you enjoy is fine. The important thing is to just get up and get going every chance you get. The more you move your body, the leaner, shapelier, and healthier your belly will be. It truly is that simple. Success story. Mary Doerr. Weight lost, 4.6 pounds. Belly inches lost, 1.5. Even though she confesses to cheating, Mary lost nearly 5 pounds on the 10-day belly slimdown. "I haven't been under 200 pounds in more than 25 years," she says. "It renews your motivation and your commitment. If you give in to temptation and have a cheat or two, don't sweat it. Like Mary, you'll still lose weight. And if you want to lose the maximum amount of belly fat, you can simply take a break for a day or two and then start your 10-day program over again." Chapter 10. Shrink Your Waist by Busting Your Stress. I know you're focused on a short-term goal right now. Getting a gorgeous, sexy belly fast. And that's what the next 10 days are all about. Together, we're going to slash your belly fat. But let me tell you the same thing I tell my clients. I can take that bulge off your belly right now. But the only way you'll keep it off is if you get control over your stress. If you don't do this, I can guarantee that your flat belly will turn back into flab. Why do I say this? Because if chronic stress takes control of your life, it will take control of your belly too. Here's what that stress does to you. It causes you to urgently crave sugar and fat. That's because your stress hormones are made of sugar and fat. So you're going to reach for the foods that put that fat on you in the first place. It raises your cortisol levels, and cortisol packs on fat around your waist. As a result, you'll wind up with a cortisol tire, that belly roll you see even on many skinny people. There's no way I'm going to let this happen on my watch. I don't want you to take that fat off only to put it right back on. So right now, we need to talk about the next step in the 10-day belly slimdown. Getting that stress under control. Yes, you can. I know you may be thinking, get real, Dr. Kellyanne. If you spend every day running like your hair's on fire, juggling a job, a home, volunteer work, maybe even kids, you may think I'm nuts to even suggest that you can take charge of your stress. But you know what? The celebrities I work with have crazy lives, too. They're on stage or movie sets for hours at a time. They're memorizing lines, recording songs, promoting albums, and somehow squeezing in a personal life. All while trying to keep the paparazzi at bay. Even with an entourage of people to help them out, they're always on the run. Still, my techniques empower them to cut their stress down to size. So hear me out. No matter how crazy your life is, you can do this. What's more, You need to do it. It's not optional. It's necessary. And I'm not simply saying that as a professional.